start standing today. So the key to working today is to feel beautifully grounded. A good place to start is mountain pose, the first standing asana that we usually practice. So ensure your feet are parallel, a little way apart, and just lift your toes and feel all four corners of your feet and just check that the weight is equal between those four corners. Just as if your feet are rectangles, just ensure there's an equal weight between the front and the back foot and the inner and outer edges. And when you're ready, let's lay the toes down and spread them one at a time, starting with the little toe, moving to the fourth, middle, second and big toe. So making those feet as big as you can and almost draw energy up from the earth. This is Paddha Bandha, the foot lock. So activate your ankles, knees, roll your thighs out, scoot your pelvis in, and then try squeezing and lifting Mula Bandha. So Mula Bandha is essentially positioned ahead of the spine, the base of the spine, and it's right into the perineum. So if you know how to squeeze and lift your pelvic floor, we're doing that now. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you try and have a wee and you stop your wee mid-flow, then that's the muscle you should be working and lifting. Okay, then you may automatically be drawing your navel in as well. That's Uddiyana Bandha. And this will connect and really make that whole core area really strong. It is in itself an abdominal workout, this whole area being strong and connected. So let's lift the heart. And when you're ready, bring your hands into your heart, into Anjali Mudra. Okay. So we're going to take an in-breath and reach up with the arms. Reach nice and tall and a little back bend if that's comfortable, pushing the hips out. Just stretch tall if that is compressing your spine. Let's fold into a forward bend. Keep the knees nice and soft. Drop your chin towards your chest. Just hanging here for a moment, creating space, and just connect with the earth with the feet. And then shake your head as if to say no, really releasing into the head and shoulders. Nod the head as if to say yes. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. And just rolling back the shoulders. Lovely, so again, bring hands to the heart. Take an out breath, breathe in, reaching higher, back bend if that suits you. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. And looking up, extend your spine, hands on the floor or on your shins. Feel really long in the spine. And now try and lift your pelvic floor, squeeze Mula Bandha. Maybe squeezing, drawing in the navel as well. Keep breathing, shoulders drawing down away from your ears towards the base of your spine. And exhale, fold into forward bend, melting, releasing again. This time bring the breath right into the back of your heart space. Lovely. And then rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please shake the legs out and roll back the shoulders. Okay, so we're going to move into tree pose. So just ground your right foot. It can be parallel with the edges of the mat. You may like to prefer to turn the foot out to the side. Just tap the left toes on the floor when you're ready and you feel that right foot grounded. You're going to lift the left foot either below the knee, the right knee, or above it, or cross the leg into half lotus ahead of you, and then bring your hands into your heart space. Squeeze in your tummy, lift the heart. And if you need to, you can tap the left toe down to give you a bit more balance, focusing on that point ahead of you that doesn't move. If you feel steady, we're going to lift the arms above the head. And soften into the shoulders. So this is a physical balance, a grounding balance, but also it's said to balance your mind. So just notice if you are drawing up the pelvic floor and notice if there's any energy or heat being generated in this area. And then bring your hands back to your heart. Gently release. Now just release the legs of them. Okay, left side now, go around that left foot, tap your right toe. When you feel steady, lift the right foot onto the leg, above or below the knee or crossing it ahead of you. Hands to the heart. And again, lifting up, nice and tall. If you feel steady, raising your arms above your head. The palms can be together or slightly apart. Shoulders nice and soft. As a tree, just feel the roots being sent down from your feet to really steady yourself. The leg and body are your trunk, so lift it nice and tall. Reach your fingertips, your branches to the sky. And then bring the hands back to your heart. And release that side. Beautiful balances, well done. Okay, working into Warrior One now, so hips are forwards facing the front of your mat. Just step the left foot back, turn it out to around 45 degrees. Just check when you bend your front knee that the knee's over your ankle, not your toes. If it is, scoot those toes forwards. And then raise your arms above your head. So you're consciously pivoting your left hip forwards and your right hip back. And when you bend into that front knee, we're holding here. Now if it gets too much, please straighten your front leg to come up and go back into it. And if you'd like to add a back bend, you can look to the hands now and lean back. But again, if that gets too much, you can keep the gaze forward. So you're gonna hold there. Very nice, lovely grounded feet. So consciously roll your left ankle to the left side. Breath flowing, and again use your banders, your locks, squeeze and lift. And if back bending doesn't suit you now, turn your gaze forwards for the last four breaths here. So after your four breaths, bow to the earth, ground your hands, step the right foot back into downward facing dog, but a blissful dog that you can walk out. So you're going to alternate bending your legs and ease alternate heels down. Remembering the hands are also grounded, so spread the fingers, feel the palms, beautiful. Feel the palms connecting with the floor. Feel the fingers extending and the fingernails growing. And then slowly walk your feet to your hands, coming into a forward bend. Just take a moment here. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Lovely. So we're going to work on a standing sequence where we're just working the right side. So we're going to work now into Warrior Two. So take the left foot back. Right foot is parallel with the size of your mat. Left foot at right angles to the front foot. And now bend into your knee. Again, scoot the toes forward, ensuring that the knee doesn't go over the toes. Hips and chest are side on, arms parallel to the floor at shoulder height, palms facing the floor. And then look over your front hand. Sink nice and low, breathing here. And just check if you're activating your lock. So lifting your pelvic floor, squeezing your navel in towards your spine, but keeping the breath soft and flowing through the nose. Holding here. It's a lovely, strong, grounded position. Just check the back foot is grounded as it can be, and maybe spread the toes, lift and ground them to really feel connected with the earth. Lovely. And then we're going to cartwheel right hand, then left hand to the floor. Step the right foot back into blissful down facing dog and pedal out your heels again. and then walking feet to meet the hands, coming into forward bend, taking a moment here, a couple of breaths, breathing into the back of your heart. And then rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. Just take a moment, make sure you're not dizzy. Okay, so at any point, please have a sip of water if you need it. And we're moving again into our starting position, warrior two, right side. So step the left foot back again. Hips and chest side on, bend into your front knee. Arms lifted to shoulder height. But this time going into side angle pose. So bend the right elbow, place it on your right thigh, left arm kissing the ear. So sink nice and low. We are holding this for longer than normal, but if you want to go deeper, you can drop your right hand to the floor, to the inside of your right foot. And if you want to go even deeper, you can bind by bringing the right hand between the legs, left hand behind you. And you go as far as you need to. Keep that breath coming in. Very nice. Four more breaths here. While you're drawing in Mula Bandha, squeezing, lifting pelvic floor, squeezing the abdomen in. It's easy to forget. If you're binding, gently release your bind. Come back up to warrior two and cartwheel. Hands to the floor, step back into a blissful downward facing dog, pedaling out the heels. Fabulous. So please listen to what your body needs. If it needs to bend the knees, if it needs to wiggle your tail, listen to release. And then walking feet to hands forward bending. And rolling up very slowly, head last. So in Tadasana, make sure you feel nice and grounded. Allow the breath to settle for a moment. Wonderful. We're moving now into triangle pose, Trikonasana. So again, we're stepping the left foot back, just as though we're going into warrior two. This time, both legs are straight, but you may like to just turn the left toes in slightly. Breathe in, lift the arms to shoulder height, palms down. And now kick out your left hip as far as it will go. Reach far right as it will go, the arm, and then release your arm down. Using gravity wherever it hangs and falls, that's fine. And then lifting up the left hand. So you can either look to your left hand or to the floor. And if you don't feel very open, bend into your front knee. The main thing is that you're feeling grounded. And now draw in your Mula Bandha. And this will help to activate your Muladhara chakra, the base chakra. Bring prana and life force into this area. Notice both feet beautifully grounded, the weight equal between both feet. Keep reaching with your left fingertips to the sky. If that's getting too much for your left shoulder, bring your hand to your waist. So from here, we're going to look to the floor and then bring the left hand to the floor so your hips pivot so that they're parallel with the floor. We're going into tripod now, so bring the weight into your right foot and the fingertips. Lift your left leg, standing splits, ease your nose towards your right knee. And feel completely grounded in that right foot, supporting all of your weight, but strong. Again, are you squeezing those locks and lifting? And then allow your left foot to meet your right. Bend both knees, a soft forward bend. Just allow the spine to readjust and realign itself. Bring the breath into the back of your heart space. very slowly, rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. And taking a few breaths here. Again, if you need a sip of water, please have some. And our next posture is wide-legged forward bend. Yeah, thank you. That's really lovely. Okay, so again, we're going to take a step back with the left foot. This time, turn the toes in so the feet are parallel. And bring your hands to your waist. Breathe in, look up, extend your spine. Pull up and use your band as locks. And now fold forwards with a flat back. And then when you can't go any further, release fingers to the floor. And push into your hands, draw your chest through the thighs, aiming the crown of your head to the floor. Okay, so if you can lift your toes from the floor, you may have a little bit too much weight in your heels. If so, shift slightly forward. So again, you're grounded, connecting with the earth on all four corners of your feet. Just two more breaths here in this inversion. And then look up, lift your head, come onto your fingertips. And then bring your hands back to your waist. You can bend your knees and raise yourself up. And very slowly ease your feet together and come back to Tadasana at the front of your mat. Lovely. We're working into eagle pose now. So right foot is nice and grounded. Tap the left toes, bend the right knee. Now lift again the bandhas, pelvic floor, tuck your tummy in, the body and spine is straight. Now wrap your left leg around the right leg, and if you can, tuck your toes behind you. If that doesn't happen, just keep the legs crossed. Bring your arms ahead of you. We're also working to bind the arms. So the right arm is going to cross on top of the left at the elbows. If you can't bind, just hug yourself and squeeze. Otherwise, your right hand is going to travel clockwise so that the palms meet. Lift the elbows and breathe here. So again, we're going to hold this longer than normal. So refocus on the breath, on lifting the whole core by using and activating the bandhas, mula and uddiyana, squeezing and lifting up. Four more breaths here. Very nice. And after your four breaths, release the arms first and release the legs and shake them out. Well done. Past Bottanasana now. So step the left foot back, but just a walking stride back. Turn the left toes out. Hand position, hands behind the back, taking hold of the elbows, or into reverse prayer, scooting palms together into the shoulders. Okay, so when you're ready, breathe in, look up. Exhale, fold forwards with a beautiful flat back. Keep both legs straight, maybe soft knees though to protect the knee joints. Only come down so that the body is parallel with the floor. And push equally into both feet and check the hips are square. So right hip pushing back, left hip pushing forwards. And again, connect and lift the pelvic floor, squeeze it in. So the neck is an extension of your spine, so try and feel nice and long. Squeeze your shoulder blades together. Breath flowing in connection with the earth through the feet and the ankles and the pelvis. And then release your hands to the floor. Release the body down. Aim the nose to the knee. Surrender to the earth. To take a little twist now. So we're going to bring the left hand over the right foot onto the floor or onto your shin and bring your right hand into the small of your back. And we're going to look over the right shoulder
And if that's comfortable, extend the right hand into the air. So try and push into fingertips or the left grounded hand as you twist. If you'd like a challenge, lift your back leg from the floor in this twist. So return to forward bend, releasing into the back of your spine, creating space here, but feel grounded and connecting with the earth. And very slowly coming up one vertebrae at a time. So that's the right side of our standing postures. Please have a drink if you need one, and we'll try the other side. When you're ready, return to Tadasana. Bring your hands to your heart. Just feel connected with the breath and with the earth underneath your feet. First posture is Warrior One, left side, so keeping hips forward, take a lovely big stride back with your right foot, turn the toes out, completely ground the back foot, bend into your front knee, sweep hands high. A back bend if that's comfortable, otherwise keep the gaze forwards. Sink a little bit lower, both feet connected, and breathe. And now lift up the pelvic floor, squeeze. Generate heat, energy, fire, in this area. And remember to soften the shoulders, soften the face. Lovely, bow to the earth, ground your hands, return to downward facing dog, a blissful dog. If you prefer to have a still downward facing dog, just listen to your body. And then walking feet to hands, forward bend, releasing into the back of your heart space once more. And in your forward bend, again, check whether the weight is equal in four corners of the feet. Maybe shifting the weight slightly so that the back of the legs are working evenly. And then very slowly coming up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please roll back your shoulders, shake out your legs. Working into left-sided warrior two. So take the right foot back, turn it at right angles to the front foot. Sink into that front knee, chest and hip side on, arm shoulder height, looking over your front hand. Nice and active here. Active arms and actively drawing in the navel and lifting your pelvic floor. Squeeze, lift, breathe fluidly. Finding comfort here. Very nice. And keep rolling that right ankle and the right outer edge of the foot to the floor. And if you can, bend a little bit deeper. And don't forget to breathe. Bring energy in. Two more breaths. And then cartwheel your hands to the floor. Take a step back with your left leg into your downward facing dog. And walking your feet to your hands, forward bend. When you feel ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head last. So our starting position for the next sequence is warrior two again. So nice big stride back with the right foot, sit nice and low, and moving into side angle pose, bending into the left elbow, right arm, kissing the ear. So feel beautifully open and both. Legs nice and grounded.
like to go deeper, you can drop your left hand to the floor just inside the left foot. Reaching up with the arm or allow it to kiss the ear, or you may like to bind. Bring the right hand behind your back, the left hand through the legs. And just check again, Mula Bandha is active, that you're lifting. If you're binding, gently release your bind, return to Warrior Two. And let's cartwheel the hands to the floor. Blissful Downward Facing Dog or a static one, whatever you prefer. Down Dog does become the resting pose, the releasing posture. So please enjoy it. And in your Downward Facing Dog, this is a great place to connect with your Mula Bandha, the pelvic floor lock, the perineal lock, so squeeze it in. And when you're ready, walk your feet towards your hands. And rolling out one vertebrae at a time. Excellent. Please shake out your legs, roll back your shoulders. Okay, going into Trikonasana now, triangle pose again. Step the right foot back. This time both legs straight. Turn the right toes in slightly so it's not quite at a right angle and the left foot is parallel with the sides of your mat. Lovely. Breathe in as you lift arms to shoulder height, palms down. Kick out your right hip, reach left. Allow the left hand to fall towards the ankle or shin. Lift the right arm into the air, reach for the sky. And if that's not good for your shoulder, keep your right hand onto your waist. And if that's not good for your legs, bend into the front leg. Just keep nice and open but grounded. And breathe here. Again, drawing in, squeezing the lower core, the abdomen. Okay, so let's look to the floor. Coming into tripod, so square off your hips. Lift your right leg into tripod standing splits. And just notice the left foot beautifully grounded, sending roots down. And activate and lift your pelvic floor here to give you a bit more stability. So when our root chakra isn't balanced, we can feel out of control, sometimes a little insecure, maybe a bit irresponsible. So it's great to balance this out. Okay, let's bring the right foot to meet the left. Forward bend. Then slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Lovely. Okay, wide-legged forward bend. So take the right foot back again. This time both toes turning in. Feet parallel, hands on the waist. Re-spread the toes, ensure the weight's equal in all four corners. So breathe in, lift up. Look up, draw the navel in and the Mula Bandha. Fold forwards, hinging at the waist, lovely flat back. Now release the hands to the floor. You can round the back now, aim the crown of the head to the floor. As you breathe into the back of your heart space, feel the back of the heart opening. Spine lengthening. Breath coming in. Just two more breaths here in this inversion. And then you can come up to your fingertips. Keep the head above the heart if you can. Bend your knees. Lift the head. Stand tall. And then ease your feet together. Turning to the front of your mat. Wonderful. Left-sided eagle pose now. Ground the left foot, make it as big as you can. Tap your right toes, bend the left knee, wrap your right leg over and perhaps behind that leg. Arms ahead of you this time. Left arm on top of right, bending at the elbows, palms meeting or just hugging. yourself if they're not binding. Lifting into the elbows. Feel a lovely stretch across the top of the shoulders. And are you lifting and squeezing? Just remind yourself all the time to feel tall and strong and connected with the whole body active. And that left foot beautifully grounded. Well done. Four more breaths here. And then you can release your arms, release your legs, and pad your feet into the floor. It's a tough one. Lovely. Okay, Parsvottanasana. Right foot steps back, just a walking stride, right toes out, hips forwards, hand position, hands on the elbows or in reverse prayer. Legs straight, knees soft. Breathe in, looking up, squeezing everything in and fold forwards with a lovely flat back. Body parallel to the floor beneath you. Hips are square as well, so weight equal in both feet. Shift right hip forwards. And the neck is an extension of your spine. Draw the shoulders away from your ears. Lovely. Let's release fingers to the floor, bow to the earth, and aim nose to your left knee. If you'd like to add a twist, bring the right hand across the front left foot to the outside of it. Bring your left hand into the small of your back. Look over the left shoulder and extend your left hand into the air. Breathing as fully as you can and squeezing your bandhas. Lock the body. Draw energy into the front of the base of your spine. Feel heat and energy here. Like to add a challenge, lift the back leg from the floor, a little extra balance and pressure into the front foot, and then release hands to the floor. Allow the right foot to meet the left, forward bend for a moment, and very slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Wonderful. Again, please have water if you need it. Shake out legs, roll back shoulders. We're taking two rounds of Surya Namaskara A. You're holding downward facing dog for five breaths. So when you're ready, bring your hands to your heart, find Tadasana, mountain pose. Establish your breathing. So, breathing out, then breathe in, lift the arms, maybe back bending if that's comfortable. Exhale, fold forwards into forward bend, and breathe in as you look up and bring your hands on your shins. Jump or step into a plank position, and then a little press up to the floor, chaturanga or knees, chest, chin. Point your toes, scooping into cobra or up dog. Tuck your toes under, back to downward facing dog. Adjusting the feet if you feel a little long or too much weight in the hands and shoulders. So really use this as your resting pose as you breathe. And take this opportunity to connect with Mula Bandha. Lift and squeeze. And then look forwards, either jump or step through, keep looking up, extend that forward bend, hands on the floor or on your shins, exhale, nose to knees, stand tall, Tadasana, back bending, sweeping hands high, exhale, hands to the heart, lovely, and one more round, breathing in, reaching tall, exhale, falling forwards, Uttanasana, extend your Uttanasana, looking up. Plank position, step it back. Chaturanga down, upward facing dog. Inhale, exhale, down facing dog. Five breaths here. Lift that tailbone high, press the chest towards your thighs. Very nice, looking around, hands on the easy deep. Let go with the breath. after your five breaths, look forwards, jump or step through, extend your forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees.
Inhale, sweep your hands high.
Exhale, hands to your heart.
And take a moment, allow the breath to recover.